Support immigrant women on Long Island since 1993. We strive to bring together community members and advocates to speak out against injustice, provide access to opportunities and services, take a stand against domestic violence and wage theft. We work with individuals and in partnership with other organizations and elected officials, many of which are here today, to push for social change. SEPA Mujer stands for the well-being and success of Latina immigrant women on Long Island. Our objective is to raise and unite our voices to be heard by social and political systems in our communities. Through our work, we strive to nurture and improve civic engagement by way of leadership skills and representation. With that, I'm going to introduce a fellow board member, Liz Gutierrez. She is the newest member of our SEPA board and responsible for much of the programming today. She came in like wildfire, is an incredible asset to SEPA. I'm so proud to be doing this with you. You've done an incredible job, and thank you for standing with us. Thank you, Liz.
Incredible special moment. Looking back, who would have imagined that a young law student's realizations about gaps in the systems 28 years ago will continue to exist as something as impactful, meaningful, incredible as SEPA Mujer. Not only it is longevity, it is accomplishments to date and achievements. But SEPA Mujer stands as an organization that is run by immigrant women who are working tirelessly to ensure its sustainability and growth day by day, year by year, and generations over generations.
Low battery, please charge.
Hola, buenos días, gracias por venir hoy y ser parte de este momento increíble. Mirando hacia atrás, ¿quién hubiera imaginado que las percepciones de una joven estudiante de Derecho sobre las brechas en el sistema hace 28 años continuarían existiendo como algo impactante, significativo e increíble como mujer, como es SEPA Mujer? No solo nuestra longevidad y logros hasta la fecha son unos logros, sino que SEPA Mujer se erige como una organización dirigida por mujeres inmigrantes que trabajan incansablemente para garantizar su sostenibilidad y crecimiento día a día, año tras año y generación tras generación. When I started as SEPA Mujer in 2008 as a part-time program coordinator and the organization's only employee, it was an uphill battle. We had such a small capacity, and I was tasked with relaunching an organization that was closed for almost 2 years. Not only were redefining who we were, but SEPA was moved from Nassau to Suffolk County, which means we have to start from scratch in creating awareness about our mission with a whole new group of stakeholders and with a community to gain trust. Cuando empecé en CEPA Mujer en el 2008 como coordinadora de programas de tiempo parcial y la única empleada en la organización, fue una batalla cuesta arriba. Teníamos una capacidad tan pequeña y me encargaron de lanzar una organización que estuvo cerrada pues, durante casi 2 años. No solo estábamos redefiniendo quiénes éramos, sino que era CEPA se trasladó de Nassau County al condado de Suffolk, lo que significaba que teníamos que empezar nuevamente de cero, creando confianza en nuestra comunidad. It was really very challenged, but now I am looking back to those times and I can see how every single effort, every single sacrifice was worth it. Because we are here standing in front of all of you with the largest number of staff of CEPA Mujer or the agency ever have, with the most programs that ever available and all this housed in a new building that we are so grateful and excited that we call our home. Fue realmente muy desafiante, pero ahora que miro hacia atrás en esos momentos, puedo ver cómo cada esfuerzo, cada sacrificio valió la pena, porque estamos aquí, parados frente a ustedes, con la mayor cantidad de personal que jamás la agencia ha tenido, con la mayor cantidad de programas disponibles, y todo esto está ubicado en un nuevo edificio que estamos muy agradecidos y emocionados de llamar nuestro hogar. We wouldn't be here in front of you if it wasn't for 2 things. The first thing is that immigrants dream big. We are a dreamers. And second, that we make dreams come true. No estaríamos aquí al frente de ustedes si no fuera por 2 cosas. La primera, que los inmigrantes soñamos y soñamos grandes, que somos unos soñadores. Y la segunda, que nuestros sueños los hacemos realidad. As you can imagine, we didn't do this alone. These dreams are realized because we have incredible allies, dedicated board members, passionate staff, amazing members and clients that trust in us. We have had the fortune to continue to have generous foundations and individual donors that have become our true partners. We have loyal friends that support us no matter what we ask, and every time that we ask for help. Many of those people are here today. We are standing side by side next to me, and there are so many to mention, and next to all our amazing staff and members, my board of directors, my staff, program officers of private foundations, supporters, they all were crucial in the growth of the organization. We have all collectively united our forces to become one community to work together and move together. This new building that we call our home is a safe space for immigrants to seek services. It is a safe space for women and men, children and elders that are seeking help, for our brothers and sisters that need a voice, for a person that needs guidance and mentorship, and for survivors that are seeking safety. This is a place to organize for social justice. This is a home for immigrants, for Latinos, for Hispanics, for all immigrants and residents, regardless of their language or their origin or race. I am proud to use the word of our Mexican activist, Dolores Huertas, si se puede. Now I say, si se pudo. Yeah. We would like to recognize the kindness shown by the Pacho community. We realize there is a sordid past with sentiments towards immigrants. However, since we moved to our offices, and even more so now as a property owner in the community, we have had the opportunity to grow our relationship with the local business community, libraries, elected officials, and community leaders. Passion has been kind and warm to us, and we are grateful to finally have a space of our own. Nos gustaría reconocer la amabilidad mostrada por la comunidad de Passion. Nos damos cuenta de que hay un pasado sórdido con sentimientos hacia los inmigrantes. Sin embargo, desde que nos mudamos nuestras oficinas y aún más ahora como propietarios de la comunidad, hemos tenido la oportunidad de hacer crecer nuestra relación con la comunidad, con los restaurantes, con el Passion Chamber of Commerce, la biblioteca y los funcionarios electos y líderes comunitarios. Pacho ha sido muy amable y cálido con nosotros y estamos agradecidos de finalmente tener un espacio propio. Over the last 20 years, SEPA Mujer has impacted the life of over 2,000 families in Long Island with legal representation. We have reunited families, provide services for immigrant survivors of gender violence, and advocate and fight for social justice. SEPA Mujer has been leading voice in important campaigns such as the driver license campaign, the fund for excluded workers, the path for citizenship, the increase of a minimum wage, farm workers' rights, the authorization of VAWA, and many more. Beginning in the height of the COVID pandemic and continuing through this long aftermath, SEPA Mujer rapid response to program was available to help single mothers with over 56,000 in rental assistance, 22,000 in food assistance. Our hotline Ayuda Latina, which is staffed by volunteers who dedicate their time, is another example of how immigrants give back to the community. We have received over 1,000 calls in the last year. Over 74% of those crimes were instances of domestic violence and sexual assault. While our direct services programs provide immediate remedies for immigrant women, the connection with SEPA gives them the tools to grow through our leadership empowerment program. Many of the survivors who come to us at a critical moment of their life later became involved in community organizing, educational outreach, and advocating to change or implement laws to protect them and their families. Our members have become a voice for social justice on Long Island. They represent our entire communities in rallies, marches, talking in legislators, etc. on a local and statewide level. And I am so proud of the work that we have accomplished. Today, I am excited and thrilled to announce that SEPA Mujer, in partnership with Brightest Tomorrow, a domestic violence agency, Literacy SAFO, and the PACHO Council of Arts, have received $300,000 grants for the Department of Social Justice of the Violence Against Women Act. To provide culturally specific services for survivors of domestic violence, sexual assault, and stalking. The Thriving Latinas project will include ongoing safety planning, workplace skills, development workshop, financial literacy classes, English as a second language classes, and housing search education and assistance. Support for emotional healing will be shared through a group therapy. And Leading Our Stories, a culturally adapted support group. All of these programs from community organizing, legal assistance, and victim services intervene to help survivors remain safe while nurturing and sustaining independence and growth as a promising future. Safety, independence, growth, and promising future, this world has meaning to us not just for our clients, but they also represent what we hope to achieve through SEPA Mujer new home. After years of being beholden to landlords, SEPA now independently utilizes our space in a way that suits our needs. We can implement measures that keep our clients, members, and staff safe. 110 North Ocean Avenue has provided us with a room to grow, which can be seen by the seven social worker interns who are standing up, some of them here today, the others are in class, that welcome this year, and five new staff positions that are interviewing for in a community organizing a victim service program. We thank all who have been part of making this home a reality, to the volunteers, to my amazing program manager that is around there, and he said, please don't mention me. Lou. To our volunteers who have made a cold and warm our building into a fresh space with the bright colors and positive energy. We thank you. We walk into the doors every day and are excited to be here and are motivated to do the hard work by the incredible important work that needs to be happening. A promising future. We envision that having this building, our building will help us be a community hub for immigrants. One that provides a safe, respectful environment where people can gather and various partners can work alongside SEPA Mujer to lift up our immigrant community. Thank you to all to all of you, your past and current support. It is a cornerstone of our promising future. Gracias a todos y una vez más, si se puede. Now, I would like to introduce Sol Marie. Sol Marie Jones is the program officer of the Long Island Community Foundation. She is a program officer, and just found out today that you started one year after that I started SEPA Mujer. I can't believe it. As a senior program officer, she managed foundation competitive grant-making programs in the area of education, environment, youth department, community, and economic development. I have to say, one of the reasons why we are standing here is because of Sol Marie. She opened her arms, her knowledge, her passion, and her love. She shared it with me, there is not a word how I can say how much I am grateful of all that you have done for SEPA Mujer and the immigrant community. Thank you.
Well, if anybody knows Marta, they know that it's not because of me by any means that we're here today. Although I do appreciate those very warm statements that I give back to you. So, hola amigos. Estoy muy orgullosa compartir este momento con ustedes. So, I am so proud to stand here with you all and celebrate this moment. What a beautiful day to celebrate this organization. For 10 years, the Long Island Community Foundation has had the great honor to get to know the powerhouse that is SEPA Mujer. Marta Mafai, her board, and the strong and committed Latina leaders who strive every day for a more equitable, just, and supportive region for immigrant families. Through our Unitarian Universalist Fund, established by the Veach program at Shelter Rock, we have been a longtime funder of SEPA Mujer's transformative efforts